Hello, everybody. My name's Alan Moore, and I earn a living by making up stories about things that have never actually happened. When it comes to my spiritual beliefs, that's perhaps why I worship a second-century human-headed snake god called Glycon, who was exposed as a ventriloquist's dummy nearly 2,000 years ago. Famed throughout the Roman Empire, Glycon was the creation of an entrepreneur known as Alexander the False Prophet, which is a terrible name to go into business under. A live, tame boa constrictor provided the puppet's body, while its artificial head had heavy-lidded eyes and long blonde hair. In many ways, Glycon looked a bit like Paris Hilton, but perhaps more likeable and more biologically credible. Looks aside, I'm interested in the snake god purely as a symbol. Indeed, one of humanity's oldest symbols, which can stand for wisdom, for healing, or, according to ethnobotanist Jeremy Narby, for our spiralling and snake-like DNA itself. But I'm also interested in having a god who is demonstrably a ventriloquist's dummy. After all, isn't this the way that we use most of our deities? We can look through our various sacred books, and by choosing one ambiguous passage or one interpretation over another, we can pretty much get our gods to justify our own current agendas. We can make them say what we want them to say. The big advantage of worshipping an actual glove puppet, of course, is that if things start to get unruly or out of hand, you can always put them gack in the gox. And you know, it doesn't matter if they don't want to go gack in the gox. They have to go gack in the gox. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and from both me and Glycon, a very happy new year to you all.